Let's turn our Bibles to Isaiah, the 54th chapter and the 17th verse. Amen. This is where we're going to get our preaching topic this morning. It said, no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. So that is a very powerful scripture this morning. We as children of God, we don't have to be, amen, in disarray. Yes. Worrying about things that gonna harm you, or worrying about things that, amen, that may attack you. If you have a preaching topic, it will be God's divine protection. Amen. I want to tell you, when you are in the president office and all those high officials there, they have protection, they have security. Amen. Wherever they go, they are protected. And sometimes they still get injured. After all of that protection, they still get hurt. They still get shot. But I'm here to tell you, amen, the protection of the Lord. Amen. You don't have to worry about, amen, getting harmed. You don't have to worry about, praise God, somebody doing something that they don't have any business doing, because my Bible reads that no weapons. Amen. Let us say no weapons. Amen. I don't care if it's a 45, amen, a 357. I said no weapons. Amen. In the natural or in the spirit. Praise God. No weapons that is formed against thee shall prosper. Praise God. I tell you what, praise ye the Lord. I thank God. You know, the Lord is our security guard. Praise God. He walks with us. He be with us. He protect us. Praise God. So I am so fascinated with his protection. Praise God. Amen. I can write a book, amen, of my life experience of the Lord, and how a lot of tight places I got in, and places where folks want to harm me and hurt me. But one thing about God, God was right there. Amen. Amen. To defend for you. To, amen, make sure everything gonna be all right. Praise God. I tell you, I can boast on this God. Amen. He's there for us. You don't have to be fretful. You don't have to be weary in this journey. Amen. You just trust right in the Lord. Ain't that a good thing? I said trust in the Lord. Praise God. The Lord will. I said the Lord will. We sing a song. The Lord will take care of you. Amen. And he will take care of me. Praise God. In times that we live in now, I'm telling you, we live in some crucial times. Amen. You know, the world and people don't like, amen, people serving the Lord. Some people don't like anything to do with God. Amen. And they try to be kind of resentful, and you know, and they'll, you know, you'll never know. But I'm here to tell you, the Lord, we're going to base our faith right in God's word, because he teaches us that there ain't going to be no weapon. Amen. There's no weapon that, amen, is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, they shall be condemned. Come on here. Amen. If God is for you, who can be against you? So I feel good. I can walk on these concrete streets. I can go and come. And I don't have to be fretful. Praise God. Amen. And what does it say? It said, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Thank the Lord for his righteousness. Praise God. So realize, brothers and sisters in Christ, realize that the Lord have your back. Praise God. Amen. And he concerned about us. Sometimes we feel like the Lord, amen, is way across the creek. But the Lord is right here with us. He right here with us. He's going to be with you here. He's going to be with you when you leave from here. Amen. Wherever you go, amen, you are God's property. Amen. You are GP. GP means God's property. And he's going to defend for us. And he's going to fight for us. He's going to, amen, handle our case. Whatever come up, amen, we don't have to be worried. My God, I said my God will work it out. Is that right, church? Do you see where I'm coming from? Amen. Amen. So go about your business. You got people afraid to leave their homes. They're so afraid of what's happening in our world and country. Praise God. We don't have to be wearied. And amen. As the Bible says, wearied in well doing. We just need to rejoice in the Lord. Praise God, because God is our divine protector. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So when I got God in me and he walks with me, he holds my hand. Praise God. Praise God. He takes me through the promised land. Amen. He's always available and he's always there. So I thank God. I thank God. Amen. In these times that we're living in, we really need to have somebody on your side. And somebody that got your back. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I can't depend on man got my back, but I'm depending on God. Praise God. He see danger ahead. Praise God. And he warns his people. He let his people know, amen, there's danger there. You better watch out there. Amen. You may need to make a detour right here. Praise God. You may need to make a U-turn right here. Come on, somebody. Amen. For our God is awesome. And that's why I don't mind serving him. Praise God. Amen. I just see how his handiwork, he just works miracles. He fixes things. Praise God. So thank the Lord. I said thank the Lord for his divine protection. Hallelujah in this place. All right, now let's turn to Psalms. Let's see over here Psalms. Amen. Psalms 91. Amen. Psalms 91. Praise God. I know there's Psalms, amen, 91. Praise ye the Lord. And I want to read, praise ye the Lord, the verse 10, amen, and verse 12. Praise God. Let's see what that said. He said, for he shall give his angels charge over thee. Won't he do it? What is the purpose of that? It is to keep thee in all thy ways. Amen. It is to keep us in the straight and narrow. Amen. See how God cared for us? He cared for us so good that he would give his angels charge over us and to keep us in all thy ways. Amen. That's why we need to get tangled and tied up with Jesus. That's why we need to get acquainted with him. Praise God, because he will be there. Amen. In danger time, dangerous time. He will be there. Amen. When you stumble and fall. Amen. He was there to pick you up. Amen. And brush you off. Amen. And let you know you can keep going on anyhow. Praise ye the Lord. We just sung that song, amen, leaning on the everlasting arms. Praise God. See, you got them big arms, Amen. He don't get tired. You can lean on him. Amen. When the journey get weary. Amen. When things get rough and tough. Praise God. I'm so glad we got a big God that we can lean on. And he'll care for us. And amen. He'll just bless us and keep us moving on. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. He's a caring God. Praise God. He said in the word, he ain't going to leave you, church. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He said, I will be with you. And I'm so glad he got that kind of love for us. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for that. Praise ye the Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believing in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Guess what? The Lord, for God so loved us. He loved us. He loved his people. Amen. He gonna defend for us. Amen. Amen. And I thank God that he cares so good. Amen. To be on our side. Amen. Thank the Lord for the angels this morning. I said, thank the Lord for the angels this morning. And I thank the Lord that he give the angels charge. Huh? Thank the Lord. Give the angel charge over you. Huh? Amen. And we don't have to pay for this security either. Praise God. It's free. Praise God. All this in the benefits of the Lord. When you get saved, Lord, dump all that mess out of us. Amen. Satan and his mess. And then he put in some success. Amen. That greatness in us. That goodness in us. Make us walk right every day. Amen. Don't leave us. He's there. Amen. Sometimes you go places. Amen. You get lost. I have traveled. I get lost. I don't know where I'm going. But I'm so glad I got God. He know where I'm going. Amen. He get me out of them snares. Praise God. I don't have to be worried. God, amen, get me back on the right track. He get me right back on the right road. Amen. Won't he do it? Amen. Yes, he will. That's what makes him God. And he don't need no help from us. But we need help from him. Praise God. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Then it said, for he shall give his angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Praise God. So I thank God. I said I am excited this morning. Amen. This afternoon. Praise God. The Lord will bear thee up. Won't he do it? In the hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. We don't have to worry about dashing our foot because God got us. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Now, one thing about God, you can't hide from God. He knows where you at. You got protection. You got 24/365 protection. Amen. 24 hours a day. And 365 days a year. Praise God. We are blessed. You see how blessed we are? Amen. When we come in and going out, God is there. Blessing the Lord. We don't have to be afraid. And we don't have to hold our head down. Amen. We don't have to lose our appetite. Praise God. My God will take care of you. We sing that song, Jesus Cares. Do you know Jesus cares? Amen. I said, do you know Jesus cares for you? And he cares for me. Praise God. Amen. If you need anything, he will supply your every need. He said, according to his riches in glory. Praise God. I'm here to tell you the Lord will take care of his own. If anybody eat, we shall eat. If anybody make it, we shall make it. Because God will see fit. Because you his servant. You, amen, you's a child of the king. Praise God. It's something about when you serve a king. A king will take care of his people. Praise God. We don't have to be all down and out. But look to the Lord. Look to the Lord. I know, amen, when you look to the world and look to the crisis and look all what's happening, it will discourage you. It will sap your spirituality out of you. But you got to quit watching this and looking all at that. But we need to look to Jesus. Come on, somebody. I say we need to look to Jesus. Do you know him? Do you know the man? His name is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Amen. Jesus. That's a name, the Bible says. That's a name above every name. And at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. How many know there's power in that name? Lord got power to keep us above, amen, and beyond. God got power to keep us off the floor. God got power to provide. If anybody make it, we gonna make it. Ain't God good? I ain't least worrying about this stuff that's happening in our country today, because I know my God will provide. Amen, amen. I'm 66 years young. He done provide for me for 66 years. He ain't about to stop now. Come on, somebody. I said he ain't about to stop now. Praise God. I said praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is good. Just a few weeks, I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to testify here. Just about 3 weeks back, amen, my income was zero, amen. Didn't have a truck to run, and amen. And then I had some other little income sources. All of that was done away with. Amen. So the devil, you know, sometimes when the devil thinks he got you defeated, hey, amen, he'll lick his tongue out, so to speak. Where is all his blessings? Where is God? Let me tell you something. I kept a smile on my face because I know my God, amen, gonna turn around. I know my God is gonna fix it. Praise God. I know I'm gonna be able to do a 360 turn and to be able to look at blessings over here, blessings over there, blessings all around. Amen. So I'm so glad I can say today, God truly bless. Amen. Income done got back in force. Praise God. Blessings. Amen. Done started working out. Amen. The cattle of the hills. Amen. Started coming down. Well, I know what God can do. He will take care of you. Praise God. Amen. I said he will take care of you. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yes, he will. My God. Amen. And somebody said, but God. Ain't God good? But God. It's God that can do that. Only thing you got to do at that time, just stand back. Back up. Sometimes I tell you don't back up, but I want you to back up this time. Put it in reverse. Back up and observe and see what God is doing. Huh? He working a work. He making it happen. Praise God. So I thank God for him protecting me, working miracles for me. Not only me, for you too. Look out. Did you walk in here? Hello, somebody. Amen. And you walked in here with a praise. God got us, amen, when we leave from here. We don't have no horses to jump on and ride back home. God bless it with automobiles. Only thing we got to do is start it up and go. And if it don't start, you was really wondering what's going on now. I started when I came. Now it ain't starting when I'm getting ready to leave. We are blessed. We got vehicles. It takes us and it brings us and it amen, provide transportation. Look at God. We sometimes look at something real weightier, but we need to thank God for these things that we seem that it's just going to happen. If you would have got in your car this morning and started it up and it didn't start, amen, you would be so surprised. Oh, what's going on with my car? See, you had faith in that car that when it was time to go to church, you just go out there and start the car up and you just think it's just supposed to start up. See, I wish you had that much faith in God. When God tell you to do something, you just know his blessings and what he said he's going to do, his promises. Amen. It's just going to happen. But sometimes we need on his promises. We just have some doubt. But just stand on his promises. Believe on his word. Live according to his word. And he will fix it. I won't let nothing here turn me around from this man. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes the devil will try to trick you to do a little no harm. Some people say the little no harm thing. You know it's cheating. You know it's not right to do. But you just do it. But you got to realize you don't let nothing provoke your walk with God. You don't let nothing hinder your anointing. You don't let nothing stop your walk. Just that little no harm thing you do, and you know it was dishonest, Lord, take his power from you. Amen. You won't be that same person that you once was. So that's why we don't want to do anything that we feel that we shouldn't be doing. When you say you're a Christian, we have to be Christ-like. We must live a holy life. Amen. Huh? We must follow in his footsteps. He beckoned you. Come. Come on. Let's get a dose of salvation. Let the Lord come into your heart. Let him make you a new creature in Christ. Come. You don't have to wait till I get through preaching. If the Lord deal with you right now, get up and come. Because sometime when I get through preaching, the Spirit of God might be done left you. While the Spirit is dealing, while the Spirit is dealing with you, you need to recognize I need to come. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. I will, the Lord is saying, Jesus is speaking that word. If you look at it, I think it's Matthew 11:28. Amen. It's red letters. And Jesus was speaking the words, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will. None I might. No maybe so's, but I will give you rest. Huh? Amen. How many in here need some rest? Y'all in turmoil. You confused. You don't know where you're going. Don't know how to come in and go out. Amen. Your eyes are big. Stressed out. Come on, somebody. Lord got you. Amen. He got you from head to toe. Huh? Amen. It ain't nobody can make me doubt him because I know too much about him. Amen. What I know about him, that he would do what he say he would do. Amen. This book here is the Holy Bible. This book is powerful. And this book has blessings and promises. Somebody said how many promises this book has, but it's quite a bit. And I want to tell you, this book will answer every question.
Yes, Lord.
And this book will work out every problem. And it's something about this book. I was talking to Brother Curtis as he was coming in, and we was talking about this book. And I said, this book is not like reading a novel. You know, you read a novel, you get a couple thoughts of what the novel is talking about. But this book here is different. Somebody said, I done read it 3 times. No matter now how many times you read this book, you still don't know the book to the entirety. Amen. You can read, as I told him, I can preach the same message and the same chapter and the same verses, and I can never preach it the same. Every time you preach it, it's different. Every time you read the word, you get more inspiration. You get more light. Amen. It never stay the same. It just feeds your soul. And that's why it makes the Bible grow in us, because it feeds our soul. And more we eat of this, the more life we will have. The more greatness we will have. It will help us. And you know, I'm going to tell you this. More you read it, more appetite you get from it. You want to read more? You know? Sometimes you say, well, I'm going to just read about 4 or 5 verses here. Next thing you know, you don't read 2 chapters. Because it's rich. It's good. And we need to know this word, because this is life. This is how we're going to get to heaven. This is the roadmap from earth to glory. This is from Genesis to Revelation. This is our protection plan. Some folks try to sell you, we got a protection plan. We want to. Lady, I already got the protection plan. And this is the word of God. Look at God. It will give you good health. It will give you a good walk with God. It will keep you inspired. It'll make you jump for joy. Hello, somebody. When you look around and see the goodness of the Lord and what he's doing and how he's with you and how he promised that he will be with you. He said, I will not never leave you. You know, I have done a lot of weddings. And I hear the groom serve a time tell his honey pie, I would never leave you. I'm going to be with you always. But the thing is, they don't follow that procedure. A few years he left them. Done gone, done booked. But I'm so glad when the Lord say he will never leave you. Amen. You can bank on that. You can stand on that. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Praise the Lord. And for your marriage to work, it take God, the Lord, in that relationship. If you don't have the Lord in that relationship, it's hardly that it's going to work. Like I tell people when I marry them, I say, you need Jesus. Jesus is the glue. He's the one that can make it stick together. I ain't talking about the Gorilla Glue or the super glue either. I'm talking about the power of God. I thank God. I thank God this Lady Lennon over here. I've been with that same woman for 43 years.
Glory. Glory. That's all right.
Look at God. Nobody can tell me it don't work. It works. You got, not all the time things that's going to work all right all the time, but you don't bail out. You stay there and take it. Amen. Amen. Work as a team. Amen. Don't say, well, I'm through with it. I'm getting ready to get me another woman. I'm getting me another man. I'm going over here and do this. No, you need to stay at your house and at your home and get along with your wife and husband. Come on, somebody. This divorce statistic is very high in these days that we're living in, and breaking up marriages. You know why? Because folks ain't committed. You got to be committed. Just like being saved. Every day ain't going to be Sunday. You will have some trials and temptation. And the Bible said, in trouble on every side. But you got to learn not to run from trouble, but face the fight. Smile anyway. Amen. And let it be sincere. Did anybody see me all frowned up these last few weeks? Sad and crying. Because I learned, weeping endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. But while I'm weeping, I'm still shout. Hallelujah. God is still good. Don't wait till the battle is over, but shout now. Come on. This, I know this in old time preaching. It works. Amen. I've been working it for years. And this is what I believe. But I believe we got a God that cares for us. And we got a God that loves us. Amen. And we got a God that will protect us. Amen. So let's depend on God's divine protection. Now we got another scripture we want to read over here in Psalms. It's the same chapter, but it's verses 15 and 16. Praise God. 15 and 16. The Bible says, he shall call upon me. Who is he? You and I. How many know we can call upon the Lord? What will he do? He said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. See how the Lord loves us and he cares for us? When you call on the Lord, the word says he will answer. And then it said, I will be with him in trouble. Isn't that consolation this morning? Amen. See, your friends will leave you sometime when you get in trouble. They don't want no parts of you. But long as your car got full of gas and you can ride with that person, amen, and everything going good. But when that car break down, then who are you? Then you leaving him then, because you can't ride now. Amen. But God don't work that way. He's here when things go good. He appears when things go bad. He's there all the time. Amen. And I thank God that's the way he operates. You can call upon him. And he will answer you. It said, I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Do you want long life or short life? How many ready to leave out of here? I want to stay for tomorrow and some more days after tomorrow. But the Lord said, when you live right and do right, he said, with long life, will I satisfy him? Huh? And show him my salvation. That's the most important thing. He will satisfy us, and he will do what? Show us his salvation. I don't care if you didn't get nothing out of this sermon but that last thought. He will show you salvation. He will show us his salvation. What is salvation? Salvation is deliverance. You know those things you've been dealing with and balling in all your life, amen, and it mean you no good. He can deliver you from those things and make you a new creature in Christ. He can deliver you from sin and all unrighteousness. Then you can sing that song, things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. Hello in here. I got to clap on that one. I said things I used to do. Come on, somebody. I don't do it no more. Amen. We got to overcome those things. Because I've changed. Amen. I don't serve the same partner that I used to serve. The devil used to be my partner, but I changed, and now I got God. He's my partner. Amen. And I thank God he's been with me. Amen. He's been with me all my life, but he's been in my life, amen, since I was, praise God, back in 1976. And I thank God. And I'm satisfied I made that choice. And he have been my divine protector. He protect me through danger seen and unseen. Amen. I remember several times I'm driving. I supposed to got hit, right? Because I'm in the way. Amen. I'm out there in the middle of the intersection. But guess what? There was some pressure cargo out there. Lord didn't let nobody hit me. They had the green light. But the Lord gave them the red light. Say, stop. See how God work it out? Work it out every time. Like somebody said, I didn't even have to be here. It was through God's tender mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Let us give God the praise. Let us give God the praise. He is so worthy. He is so worthy. Amen. And I feel that we don't praise him enough. We need to take time and just praise the Lord. Because it was him that woke you up this morning. It was him that started you on your way. Blood went warm in your veins. You are numbered among the living. You have activity of your limbs. You didn't have to walk. You didn't have to be awakened. But it was God's favor. So we all need to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For your protection. God bless you.